Nowhere to Run by Mary Jane Clark. Read by Angela Pierce.
Prologue. Friday, November 14th. The silver New Jersey Transit commuter train slid to a stop at the red brick station. Only one passenger alighted. Pulling the overcoat collar up against the brisk night wind, the passenger stood on the platform, trying to get some bearings. The passenger pulled a folded piece of paper from a coat pocket and opened the computer-printed directions. On the walk to the stairwell, images of the friendly co-hosts of Key to America smiled from a billboard illuminated by the station lights. There was no escaping those two. Constance Young and Harry Granger, they were everywhere. Down the concrete stairs and through the spray-painted tunnel beneath the railroad tracks, past the graffitied messages, a hand-drawn eyeball wept from the cement wall with tears marked fear, anger, anguish, and terror, as if the artist had somehow known that those emotions were the very ones to bring the traveler to this comfortable town tonight. Another set of stairs led up to the main street. Friday night, moviegoers were filing out of the old Maplewood Theater. It was easy to mingle among them, eavesdropping on their critiques of the film that was setting box office records. The post office sat across the street. It would have been so easy to go that route instead of hand-delivering the envelope that lay triple-wrapped in the plastic inside the coat pocket. But those poor postal workers had already been through enough. The goal tonight was not to reach some random target. This time, the lethal white powder was intended for one very specific person.